Welcome to the Working Mums Podcast. You're going to learn how to manage your mind and your emotions so that you start to enjoy your job, your kids, and yourself again without all the shitty mum guilt. I'm your host, Nikki Bevan, the loving, no bullshit life coach for working mums. And I invite you to join me each week for a lesson that's going to make you feel calmer and much more in control of your life. It's not going to be a polished, perfect podcast because, hey, life just isn't like that. But I do promise you that it will be full of tools that you can take away and use in your life right now. You are not going to want to miss what I have to teach you. So whether you're listening to me in your car, on a walk, or whilst you're cooking your tea, I'm truly grateful to be having this conversation with you. Let's go. Welcome to this week's podcast. I am talking all about your behavior today, all the things that you're currently doing or maybe not doing in your life. So, if you haven't yet listened to my previous few episodes around circumstances, thoughts, and feelings. Once you've listened to this, go back and listen to those because it will really start to sort of tie in what's happened or what's happening for you. Our actions, how you're currently behaving, is all driven by an emotion that you're having, and that emotion is being created by a thought you have in your head. So this week, I'm specifically going to be focusing on your behavior, on what you're doing. And your behavior would look like things like overeating and overdrinking, scrolling on social media. It's how present you are with your children or with your family or when you're at work. It could be the way that you're moving from one task to another, to another, to another, like that constant kind of rushing feeling. It could be shouting. It could be withdrawing. Your actions, if I was a little fly on the wall and I was watching you, what would that little fly be seeing you doing? How would you be behaving? Would you be tutting? Would you be rolling your eyes? Would you be having your arms crossed? Would you be eating all the food or drinking all the wine in order to try and feel better? So this is what I mean by actions. It could be sitting on your sofa watching Netflix. An example of inaction could be not exercising, not drinking water, not having a challenging conversation. So when we start to look at how we're behaving with absolute fascination, this is not a judgment exercise. This is an absolute fascination of like, oh, look at me, I'm starting to shout. Why am I shouting? Getting really curious. What emotion is driving this behavior? Why am I shouting? Well, because I'm frustrated. Why am I frustrated? Because I'm thinking, this is the fifth time I've asked my children to put their shoes on. So that's an example of what's happening. Your thoughts create your feelings drive your actions. Your actions are one, if not the most thing you can control. I don't know how to word that better right now. You can't always control the initial thoughts that pop into your head, and you can't always control the initial emotion. But how you choose to respond from that emotion is optional. This is the bit you get to control and have the most control over. And I have an example. If you imagine someone that's really angry, you would have experienced this in your life. You know, I'm sure you've experienced someone that's feeling really angry, and that person is reacting to anger, and you would see them shouting, waving their hands in the air, their faces going red. They're huffing and puffing and probably swearing. That person is reacting from anger. Somebody else might just go, might just completely ignore anger. So we tend to, with our emotions, when we're thinking about the actions, we tend to react to them. We tend to indulge in them. So overwhelm is a prime example. Worry is another prime example. We just spin in overwhelm. We spin in worry as if worry is really important. But we do have the choice to allow our emotions. So going back to the person that's angry, the person reacting to anger is shouting and screaming. The person that's in control of anger, they're actually allowing themselves to be angry. So they're allowing themselves to feel the emotion, and I covered how to do that in the last episode. They're allowing themselves to feel angry, but they look very calm. They look very collected. They're not shouting, screaming, and waving their hands around. That person is allowing themselves to feel angry and choosing how they respond. And you have this choice. Once you start to become aware of your emotions, of your behavior, once you start to become aware of that, then you start to control it. And awareness is always our first step. So you always want to just be absolute curious and fascinated. Oh, look at how I'm reacting. Or how, look at how I've closed down. Maybe you're trying to avoid an emotion. A lot of us try and put them on take the action of putting it in a box and putting it on a shelf. We're avoiding the emotion. We're pretending we have a false positivity. We're pretending to be positive. That's an action. And it's a way of avoiding emotions, and we don't need to do that. Another example for you is maybe a presentation. Imagine that you're really nervous about doing a presentation. So I love presenting. I love doing keynote speaks. I love coming talking to you on my podcast. I still get nervous beforehand, though. My brain gives me thoughts. They don't want to hear what you have to say. You're going to look stupid. You're going to get what to say. And of course, that dialogue in my head makes me feel nervous. If I reacted from nervous, I would all of a sudden start be talking like this, and you wouldn't really understand what I was saying. I'd be, I couldn't remember, and I wouldn't know what to say, and I'd forget my lines, and I'd be like, "Oh shit! And what have I done now?" And oh my God! And if you were visually watching me, my hands would be flapping, and I'd be walking up and down, and that is me reacting from nervousness. When I take a deep breath and I allow myself to feel nervous, then I just get very calm, very collected. I will look like I've got my shit together. That is not because I'm not feeling nervous. That's because I'm owning my nervousness and I'm choosing how I respond. I want to show up as a person who's calm, who actually really does know what she's talking about, because shocker, I actually do. Thank you, brain. So I get to control how I show up. And you can apply this in all areas of your life. And I especially love to apply it when it comes to my children. Of course, I get frustrated. Of course, I get angry. But actually, that frustration and the anger is usually trying to protect me from love, from some sort of vulnerability. So now what I do when I notice I'm starting to get frustrated, instead of reacting to that frustration and shouting and then wishing I hadn't shouted and judging myself for being a shit mum and all the crap things that we do to ourselves, instead of that, I take the action of taking a step back. Now, sometimes you will see me physically doing this. Sometimes I physically take a step back, lean against the kitchen cabinet, and I take the action of taking a deep breath. And I just catch myself. And then I talk to myself internally. I'm like, right, Nikki, the only reason you're feeling frustrated is because you're thinking they're not listening to me. And you know, they might not be, but I'm creating this frustration, not my children. I'm creating it. And I take another deep breath and I remind myself, is that how you want to show up as a mum? Or do you actually want to be really loving? And so from there, I remind myself, I take the action of reminding myself, I love my children. And from that place, I have a conversation. And it might sound like, right, it's because I love you, you now have to go to your room. It's because I love you that now I'm taking your phone off you for half an hour. So this is how you get to behave if you want to. If you don't like the way you're currently behaving, or you don't like the actions that you're currently taking, you actually get to decide. You actually get to choose something different. And this applies to all the areas of your life, not just how you show up to other people, but how you treat yourself and how what you put in your mouth. Like, do you want to actually eat all the crap food, or do you want to nourish your body? Do you want to eat or drink all the wine every night, or actually do you want to start drinking water and hydrating yourself? Do you want to sit and watch Netflix throughout the whole evening and scrolling on the phone? Because you can, and if you choose to do that, please stop taking the action of beating yourself up for it. But if you don't want to spend your time doing that, decide, actually, I really want to read a book, or there's this thing that I want to study, or there's this conversation that I want to have, or actually, I'd love to play games with my children. And the reason why your actions are so important is because depending on what you do or don't do gives you a result in your life. And if you have a result in your life currently that you don't like, just look back at what actions you've taken to get you there. So maybe if you're slightly overweight, or if you don't feel very fit, you want to exercise. Why? What actions have you taken to get you to the weight that you currently are, or the salary that you're currently at, or the relationship that you currently have, or maybe don't have? Look at the actions that you've taken to get there. Own those actions with compassion. And then just look what emotion was fueling those actions. So one of the ways that I really love thinking about this is when it comes to our time management. And I'm going to go into this in so much more detail in another episode, but when it comes to time management, we tend to find as mums, we rush from one task to the next, one thing to the next, one thing to the next, one thing to the next. And it's always underlying this kind of overwhelmed anxiety that's fueling us to rush from one thing to the next. Whereas if we just took a step back and we took a breath and we just looked at ourselves for just a second with all of that love that you're learning to create for yourself, you could take those actions, exactly the same actions, but from a place of very calm certainty, because you know actually you've got this covered. You know that you're capable. You know that you can get it done. So this week, just get really curious about how you're currently behaving in any given situation. It could be a meeting at work. You're not putting your hand up. Okay, why aren't you putting your hand up? Well, it's probably because you're feeling self-doubt. Great, why are you feeling self-doubt? Well, because I'm thinking I'm not valued, or they won't care what I have to say. And when you start exploring this for yourself with that awareness, then you start to move forward in controlling it. But if you don't know and you're not aware, you don't get to control it. So our first step is awareness. So look at how you're behaving. What are you doing or not doing? And then just very lovingly question why. Why aren't I doing that? And that will reveal an emotion, and then you get to look at your thoughts. And I think this is some of the most valuable work we can do for ourselves, especially when it comes to our children. Because we all expect our children to behave rationally and in control of their emotions. And yet, as adults, we don't do that. We don't control our emotions. We don't behave rationally. We actually end up becoming a child along with our children. But it's interesting because children can't rationalize. Their prefrontal cortex isn't developed yet. So they don't actually have the ability to rationalize or question or even plan to the future. But as a fully functioning adult with a fully functioned prefrontal cortex, you do. You get to make that choice. So just let your brain mull over that for a second. You actually have a choice on how you show up to a situation, on how you choose to behave in any given situation. And if you want to talk more about it, hey, get in touch because I love talking about this. Have the most amazing week. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll speak to you all again next week. Bye.